Early to bed, early to rise.
My God! Oh, let's go! Oh, time to start the day, time to get up!
Somebody's raring to go.
August 4th is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Who wants chocolate chip?
I do. We're baking chocolate chip cookies.
Even chocolate chip cookies are sexy.
It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
I made chocolate chip cookies for everybody!
Who's up for chocolate chip cookies?
You ready?
We'll let it rip.
It's showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday. Woo! It's hump day. We're halfway through the week. The first week in August. Do you believe it? Where did the time go? It's just flying by, and it's just another point to be made. Live every day to the fullest, not under the tyranny that they're trying to put you under. Going to bring you some comments from a local doctor, Dr. Gansert. You might recognize that last name. So we're going to refute those. And of course, doctors, nurses, please. 884-9910. Before we get into too much of everything that's going on, I want to bring you today's poll question, because you got to love whistleblowers. I know I love whistleblowers. You got to love whistleblowers and those who stand up for their rights. Let me get into yesterday's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should men in the military be allowed to grow beards? 63% of those participating said no. I mean, religious exemptions, all of that stuff. You have to think chemical attacks. If your equipment fails you, then that's the end of it. Beards can't seal against chemical attacks. Okay, so guess what? You know the military requires that. You know the military requires you being shot up with whatever they want. Mandatory vaccinations. If you know this stuff going in, then it's your responsibility. If you don't want to be a pin cushion, if you don't want to have to shave your beard off, then don't join. Do something better to protect your community. Well, it's not better per se. Do an alternative, because the military is pretty damn great. But so is law enforcement. So is firefighting. Know what you're getting into before you sign on the dotted line. Today's poll question: should the state of Nevada be criminally investigated for violating the Nuremberg Code? Clause 1, just in case you don't remember, the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. That's you. You're the subject. This means that the person involved should have the legal capacity to give consent should it be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice, free power of choice, without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior motive of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. Have you seen the videos of the, the ingredients and all that good stuff that's in these miracle vaccines? As boy, we're going to, we're going to call Dr. Gansert on the carpet here in just a little bit. I can't believe he actually said this. They're empty. We've seen nurses pull out the information, that little folded up, tightly wadded little pack in there. And it is printed on the outside. So, that looks okay. Just toss it, you know. They opened them up. They were blank on the inside. Find the videos. Don't go to Google. Go to DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. And just search this stuff for yourself. Don't believe me that I said that and that I've seen the videos. Go look it up yourself. That's what you have to do. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart on another subject. Yesterday and last week, I brought you the story of Riot and what the Rottweiler rescue, the Rottie rescue, with Rebecca and Jennifer and their amazing store, Paws, Positively Pets, down in Southtown Center. Little Rottie that needs both of his knees replaced, by the name of Riot. Because of you and your compassion, we already have one knee replacement just about covered. You're amazing. And I thank you so much for that. You can donate on GoFundMe. I'm going to have the link there. Or better yet, you can do what I did yesterday and you can stop by Positively Pets and you can enjoy Riot's company. He is the sweetest thing, and you can see he is so full of life and wants to just have fun, and he is just a nut. Go in and visit him, and you'll see exactly where your money's going. And that fills my heart that you are so compassionate. Speaking of compassion, people found a wounded bear cub as a result of the Tamarack fire. So many different results, you know, loss of property, loss of land, loss of animal life. Little bear cub on his own. Where's mama? Where are siblings? Poor little pads of his feet. Burnt so badly, he's walking on his elbows and knees. So, got him to the rescue, got him all bandaged up. He's going to have some skin grafts, get those paws rehabilitated. Who knows the nature of the beast? Maybe he was still smelling smoke and it scared him. Maybe he just has this ultimate call of the wild. Yeah. He escaped yesterday.
Oh.
He escaped his enclosure. They're still looking for him. Crawled underneath an electric fence. So if you happen to see a bear cub that has all of its paws completely bandaged up, guess what? That's Tamarack. please call the rescue center. We'll put the number on my webpage. And you know what? Call them up and donate anyway. Just say, hey, we want to help out. We love what you guys are doing for the wildlife out there. Get these critters rehabilitated. Get them either back out to the woods or to a center that will have them and house them for the rest of their lives, like our amazing animal ark, which, you know, another great place to donate to. Donate locally. Know where your money is going. These national organizations that we know, how much money, how many millions of dollars were donated to Haiti after the big earthquake? Yeah, show me the money. Show me where it went. Went into the Clinton Foundation. That's where it went. Same thing from the October 1st shooting here in Vegas. Show me the money. Show me where all of this money is going. Just as Armstrong and Getty referenced. All that money for rental assistance. Show me where those billions of dollars went. Because you've got people out there that are living rent-free because they know that they can't be kicked out because of these stupid moratoriums. And I'll tell you what the small landlord is. Many people that I know that have one rental property or they invested in, you know, one little apartment complex. There are a lot of small landlords out there that just have one property that maybe has multiple tenants. Those are the people that are getting screwed over. These people not working, getting those fat unemployment checks with the government subsidy in there. I know a lot of people here in Nevada still haven't even seen an unemployment check because Dieter is so screwed up. But there are thousands and thousands of others who are just milking the system, and nothing pisses me off more. So I have to compose myself and take a deep breath. And while I do that, hang out for a moment on the Monica Jay Show.
CDC wants you to be aware of the new easy-to-follow rules for when to wear masks. Monday through Wednesday, wear your masks when indoors, but not when dining. Then Thursday through Sunday, masks are required at museums and bowling alleys, but not at shady independent liquor stores. No masks when approaching yield signs, but then back up for full stops. You may pull them down to yell at other drivers like, "The light's green, moron!" If you want people to know you're vaccinated, make a big check mark on your mask. If you want people to know you're single, tie the left side of the mask loop so it hangs below your earlobe. Right side means anything goes. Don't mix that up. Finally, walking around whistling is not permitted. That has nothing to do with COVID. It's just annoying. Thanks for following these simple mask rules. Stay safe.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We seek the truth, we bring the truth, and we're hoping you're following up on it. We'll bring you some non-truth from Dr. Gansert, who sent a notice out. And, wow, call that on the carpet in the next segment, so after Fox News. But I want to talk about the power of positive right now and karma. Because we have to remember, no matter how badly we want to punish those and not watch and not sponsor, that there are young men and women in this country that love it. Karma is Gwen Berry not being able to meddle at all. So she can get up on a podium and disrespect the USA. Rapinoe, the women's soccer team.
Can't believe we lost to Canada.
You lost because other countries want it more to represent their country. And personally, you suck. It's, you know, great team members, but you suck. But we have to focus on the positive. And the positive is Tamara. Tamara Mensah-Stock. She won gold medal in the women's 68-kilogram freestyle wrestling final on Tuesday. She is only the second woman to win Olympic wrestling gold medal. The second woman. And rather than get out there and, you know, bitch and moan about how horrible this country is and how oppressive we are. No. She spoke her truth.
Of course I surprised myself. Just by the grace of God, I'm able to even move my feet. Like, I just leave it in his hands. And I pray that all the practice, that the hell that my freaking coach has put me through pays off. And every single time it does. And I get better and better. And it's so weird that there is no cap to the limit that I can do. And I'm excited to see what I have next.
Last question for you. That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it. And I'm so happy I get to represent USA. Love it.
Well said. Congratulations. Enjoy that gold. And we'll see you out there on the podium, okay?
Thank you.
Did, you know what? She deserves to cry. It just, what an awesome, I started crying just watching her be so excited and her story. And I mean, you have to listen to this young woman's story, the tragedy that she went through, but she rose above it. That's what all these people that are being handed everything in their life, they don't rise above anything. There's two different types of people out there. Those who expect everything to be given to them, and those who expect to work their tails off for everything they have. Thank you for being the latter. Because I know those others don't listen to me because they don't like the truth. They don't like the truth that this rent moratorium, the eviction moratorium, should end. People need to be responsible for their circumstances. We had Brian on the air last year. Thousands upon thousands of dollars that was owed to him. Rather than just wait and live off the government, he rebuilt his life after losing everything. He got in and he just pulled up his sleeves and he did it again. That's not what being an American is all about. That's what being a responsible person, a responsible, thriving human being is all about. Because people do it in other countries as well. But the way you do it is having the basis of truth. Truth and understanding of what's going on around you. And knowing that the government is not going to help. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. Today's poll question, which I will be diving into the reason for after the 11 o'clock hour. Spread it out. I just want you to think about it for a moment or two. Today's poll question, should the state of Nevada be criminally investigated for violating the Nuremberg Code? Now, the reason that I ask this is has a lot to do with the Department of Corrections and the state of Nevada with state employees. So I will be bringing that up at 11:08. Thank you for being here. Question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's question, should men in the military be allowed to grow beards? 63% of those participating in the poll said no. I have a feeling that there were a lot of military men and women participating in that, because they know. They know why that rule is in place. All right. Before we get to Dr. Gansert, let me give you this. You might not recognize this name. Benjamin Rush, MD. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privilege to others, will be to constitute the Bastille of medical science. All such laws are un-American and despotic and have no place in a republic. The Constitution of this republic should make special privilege for medical freedom as well as religious freedom. Dr. Benjamin Rush, look up his name. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. And he knew back then exactly what was going to be coming down the pike. He knew, he nailed exactly what the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Bloombergs, look at all the schools of medicine. They don't have those names on them just for the hell of it. It's because that's where their money comes from. And I would like to know where Dr. Gansert graduated from to put out a statement like this. My last few shifts as an emergency room physician have been punctuated by numerous confirmed COVID-19 patients who are very sick and unvaccinated. I have almost had the most bizarre dialogue with patients, or I have also had, sorry, this is really small print. I have also had the most bizarre dialogue with patients who say they don't believe in COVID-19 and are shocked when I tell them or their loved one that their shortness of breath and low oxygen status are the result of an active COVID-19 infection. They thought their immune system would have their back without vaccines. It didn't. These good folks are shocked when I place them on high flow oxygen due to rapidly worsening status, and then shocked again when a discussion about the end of life care occurs. They are shocked to hear that their only chance of survival is now a long hospitalization that may end in death. Yeah. The only way to avoid shocked is to become vaccinated with some of the safest vaccines ever developed. Let me give you a brief education, Dr. Gansert, just in case you aren't going on to the CDC website. More people have died from these current batches of vaccines for so-called COVID-19 than all the vaccinations put together in the last 20 years. How is that the safest vaccine ever made? Someone needs to revoke your medical license. Because if you're telling people that the only thing that they have is oxygen and get ready for a long period of suffering before they die, then you, sir, are engaged in malpractice. Because there are therapeutics out there. Regeneron is out there. Yes, there is a virus. And people know that there is a man-made biological weapon. But Dr. Gansert, there are therapeutics that are being kept from not only American citizens, but citizens of the world. And there are, by the way, medications that will cure COVID-19. You might want to check into the rules of your hospital, the corporate management of what you can and cannot treat with. Because that note, that letter that you sent out is a bunch of bull squat. Not going to get myself kicked off the air just to respond to an idiot like you. You might want to listen to some other scientists rather than the death that you're pushing by just putting people on oxygen. Thank goodness I got out of the death grip of the ICU at the hospital and had my doctors treat me, because now I'm as healthy as can be. Well, except for, you know, being 40 pounds overweight. Another paid shill. All right. Denise is joining us right now, and I'm so glad she called in because, well, it has to be done. Unmask our children. If people don't start standing up for their rights, you will not have any rights. It's at the state capitol this Friday, 10 to noon. Denise, thank you so much for putting this together.
Thanks, Monica, for having me on today.
So what did you think when you heard that once again, here come the masks, get them in the schools, get them in the children?
Well, I was at the Douglas County School District special meeting with the board day before yesterday, and it was confusing as to why they would have a meeting where they were already prepared to vote to uphold the mask mandate. And one of the board members, one of the trustees, even brought up the point, why would we have a meeting for the public to comment if we're already prepared to vote to uphold the mask mandate?
That's a great question.
Well, Douglas County School District, the board is very notorious for holding public meetings and already having prepared how they're going to vote going forward, regardless of how the public feels.
So it's to give you an illusion that you have a say.
Right. That's correct.
Do you believe masks work?
N95 masks apparently work for a period of time. There was a gentleman that worked for CHP who was on the COVID task force for his department. He got up and spoke and said that the only masks that work are N95 masks, and the average person can only stand to wear those for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah. What do you want people to do, Denise?
I want people to come to the Capitol building to bring signs, to bring flags, to stand up for our children, to be unmasked, to have freedoms, to express themselves. They are the lowest risk group for COVID-19. They're the lowest spreaders of the disease, and there's no reason for them to go back to school with masks on after Douglas County only has 7 active cases. So it seems unimaginable that they would mandate masks for the children, having that there's only 7 active cases in our county.
But see, they have to fall in line with the tyrannical dictatorship that Governor Sisolak puts down, because they know that, you know, if they don't, then there's possible retaliation in the future.
Oh, of course. And the board was concerned that they would get the funding pulled for the school district. And mm-hmm. I said, let's call their bluff. Let's call their bluff and see if they're really going to pull funding for 5,300 students and 900 teachers.
Well, you know, Denise, I hate to say it because I love the teachers out there who are working through all of this garbage, but we have to take a stand. And if that stand means taking your children out of school because of these things to keep them healthy, to keep them safe, to get them the education that they deserve, then it has to be done. It's more than just a rally. We are at the point, it's, you know, put up or shut up. And like you said, call their bluff.
Right. And there's already a petition on Facebook for families to withdraw their students from the Douglas County school system if masks were going to be mandated. That was last week. And as of this date, there's over 600 families that have stated that they will pull their children. So say average of 2 kids per family, you know, somewhere between 1,000, 1,300 students are going to be pulled out of the school system. It's all over Facebook.
Denise, thank you so much for joining me today, and I will keep mentioning this, and hopefully we have a good turnout because people have to stand their ground. You know, we look around the world, and tens of thousands, if not millions of people are out in the streets protesting all of this, the lockdowns, the masks, and nobody's doing anything here except for good people like you in this state, in this country. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Monica. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Denise.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
And a woohoo to you, too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Do you know why they throw babies into pools and all of a sudden they open their eyes, they close their mouths, they don't breathe in the water, and they start swimming? Because they have no fear. The body figures it out for self. They were just swimming in water. Yeah. The parents are terrified. But then they see the result of babies swimming and learning safety. We are not born with fear. We learn it. It comes through propaganda. It comes through government officials. It comes through the media. In 2000, Y2K is going to destroy everything. 2001, anthrax is going to kill all of us. 2002, West Nile virus is going to kill us all. 2003, SARS is going to kill us all. 2005, bird flu is going to kill us all. 2006, E. coli is going to kill us all. 2008, financial collapse is going to kill us all. 2009, swine flu is going to kill us all. 2012, Mayan calendar predicts the world is ending. 2013, North Korea is going to cause World War III. 2014, Ebola virus is going to kill us all. 2015, ISIS is going to kill us all. 2016, Zika virus is going to kill us all. 2020, coronavirus is going to kill us all. The truth is, fear is going to kill you. Turn off the TV and wash your hands. Thank you for the listener, to the listener that sent me that. The fear is being pushed. How can they tell you that the Delta virus is going crazy when, guess what? There's no test to distinguish a Delta variant. And just check this out for your own amusement, and I'll explain to you why this man is an idiot.
Isolation of cases is particularly concentrated in states with low vaccination rates. Just two states, Florida and Texas, account for one-third of all new COVID-19 cases in the entire country. Just two states. Look, we need leadership from everyone. If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it. I say to these governors, please help. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way of the people who are trying to do the right thing. Use your power to save lives.
So what two states is he talking about? He's talking about Texas and Florida. Remember yesterday when I told you that that's where they're flying, busing, driving, all of the illegals that are crossing the border, the hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated, of unmasked, of testing positive for COVID. And remember, it's just a positive test. Reminds me of The Walking Dead. We all have the virus in us. But guess what? What they're withholding from you is the cure. The ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, the preventative medicines, or the Regeneron. Oh, get this. FDA just approved, because it was in EUA, experimental use authorization. Can't even speak. Yeah, it was approved finally for use. I used it. I feel fantastic. There is a virus, a man-made virus, and they're letting it kill people because there are therapeutics. You know, that therapeutic that the president let you know about, and they destroyed him over it? It's the Monica Jay Show.